This is Tommy Breedlove, and his business is the Legendary Life Movement. And we'll chat about his business and his background in 3, 2, 1. Hey, welcome back to Inside on Business. Grateful you're listening to us from wherever on the planet you happen to be. With me is Tommy Breedlove. That name sounds familiar. Wait a minute. There was a race car driver by that name. Any relation?
No relation.
Oh,
set
man.
The world speed record, though,
yeah.
Apparently on the ground. Yeah.
So you are setting the world speed record with business development for people.
Not business development. Helping them be not only elite in business, but elite in life.
There you go. Legendary Life Movement is the name of the company out of Georgia, as a matter of fact. We just learned that. So tell me, what in the world? You did a keynote today.
Yep.
And so you're inspiring people to get on board with the entire movement to do what?
I don't think I'm here to inspire. I'm here to push people to become something that they don't think they can be.
Yeah.
And so I spent 20 years in large business, large financial consulting, M&A, public accounting, and almost lost it all on the chase of more win success in business.
Really?
Almost lost it all. And so I don't want for us ambitious, driven, high-achieving types to just be elite in our business success at the cost of everything else. The whole movement is designed to build a community and be a home for these people, to have real authentic conversations, to go into retreats, experiences, fun adventures together that always have a component of business, life, success, mindset, and relationship mastery. So this is a movement for high achievers who not only want to be very successful in their business, but also very successful in their life. And it's based on the principles of the book Legendary, and that's why I'm here keynoting today, which became a Wall Street Journal and USA Today bestseller.
What is the main thing that you have learned from business people out there who may not necessarily be struggling, but have not yet reached the top, the pinnacle of their world?
Yeah. The thing that I notice the most is all high-achieving people, regardless if you're at the top of the game or the bottom of the game or in the middle of the game, is we all have this need to believe that we have to do it alone.
Mm.
We hate asking for help. We're control freaks.
You're living my life,
yeah,
man.
We're control freaks. We fear embarrassment. We don't want to show weakness. And we think if we just work a little bit harder and a little bit longer, that we will be happy. And been there, done that. And what we're here for is you can't be legendary in business and life alone. You have to have a tribe. If you would have had all of the answers already, you would have done it. And so we want to be a community where people can come seek wisdom on leadership, seek wisdom for the employees, seek wisdom for how to be better in all categories, not only of profitability, cash flow, everything else, but not at the expense of everything that freaking matters. And so we always say that we're a home for high achievers that want to be elite, not only in business, but also elite in life and their mindset and their relationships. So,
and that relationship part is so vastly important to the work-life balance, to what goes on. And you know, you and I I've met many, many entrepreneurs that are living that world. They think that they need to do everything on their own.
Yep.
Because they are afraid to ask. And delegating is often so very difficult.
Yes.
But without delegation, it's hard to move forward. And without, if you're doing everything and you're working, what, 20 hours a day?
Right.
What happens to the family, you know?
Unsustainable,
yeah,
right.
Totally.
And I'm not really a fan of work-life balance. I don't believe in it. I believe in priorities and reprioritization. And most of us high-achieving types are always going to prioritize our business and careers. That's okay. But it is about quality over quantity. The quality of time you spend with your friendships. The quality of time you spend with your relationships. The quality of time. It's about quality and not quantity. Because you're still going to do.
Right.
But you said it best. You can't do it alone. You can't work 20 hours. And if you're not delegating, the number one asset that every entrepreneur has is themselves. And if they're not delegating and trying to control everything, they're suffering. Nothing's being done well. And so there's probably 1 to 3 things that they are world-class and badass at doing, and they need to focus on that and that only. and delegate the rest and elevate, because they won't grow, they won't sustain, and by the way, they're going to make bad mistakes and their business is going to crumble if they try to do it alone.
And you need to know where your limitations are. What are you good at?
Yep.
And what are you not so good
That's
at?
That's right.
And if you try to focus on what you're not so good at, what you're good at disappears. I have a partner in a nonprofit association that we run. She is an absolute whiz with everything that goes on, meeting planning and the books and, you know, the accounting, all of that stuff. I can't do. And not only can I not do it, I don't like to do it. You know, give me the creative process. Let me go there.
Yeah,
but
no doubt.
Yeah, you know, once you recognize where your strengths are, and if you can delegate or have a partner in that, whatever realm it is.
Couldn't agree more.
It's like night and day, man.
I agree. Yeah. Agreed. And I think people, I hope that everybody says, well, I don't have enough time and money. That is such an amateur excuse. That's amateur hour, man. If you want to be a pro, all you have, you create your own. Pros create their own time. Amateurs don't. And what's it costing you not to delegate? What's your time actually worth? When you're not working in your zone of brilliance and doing the three things that you're world class at, that you enjoy doing, what's it costing your people? What's it costing your customers? What's it costing your business? And ultimately, what's it costing you financially? A ton. And so you're being penny wise and pound foolish. And so when you hire world class people who have better expertise than you do in other areas and you concentrate on you, you're going to be more profitable, you're going to be more efficient, and at the end of the day, you are going to be more happy.
Mm. You know, one of the Tommy Breedlove, ladies and gentlemen, is our guest this afternoon. We're talking about his business. It is called Legendary Life Movement, backed by the book Legendary. You know, one of the things, and we're talking about this in real time, as a matter of fact, we just had a news story about productivity in the United States. And some, like Jamie Dimon, are saying, well, productivity sucks because nobody's in the office. And then studies from like Stanford University says, actually, productivity is up because some more people are working from home. Is there a danger, do you see? I mean, you talk to a lot of people. You're out there in the business world. You've got clients. You've got these folks that are putting their shoulders to the wheel every single day. What do you think? Where do you fall?
I think productivity, I think both of those are opinions. And I don't think either one of them is wisdom. And I think Jamie Dimon gets paid a lot of money for his opinion, and so does Stanford.
Yeah.
And so people are paying for those opinions. What I think is, I think productivity is just a result of great leadership and culture. If you are a great leader who has built a great culture, your people are going to be productive. If they believe in you and they believe in your cause and believe in your mission and they believe in your product and you believe in them and vice versa, your people are going to bring productivity. If you, the leadership sucks, if the culture sucks, if you don't walk the walk and you talk the talk, if you're not as a leader optimistic, confident, authentic, consistent, and focused, no one's going to follow you. If your culture is one of, it's not one of empowerment, it's not one of growth, it's not one of caring about the people. Because A players, at the end of the day, let's not talk about productivity. Let's talk about what A players want. They want to be around other A players. They want challenge. They want opportunity. They want you to give it. They want you to care about them as humans. And the last thing they want is money. So if you work on yourself as a leader, you work on your culture, and you walk the walk, and you're consistent, you won't have issues with productivity in your office.
Everybody wants to matter.
Everybody wants to matter. Everybody.
And, you know, it's one of the things that we see in retail, wherever it is. You know, folks wear name tags, for example. And, you know, we look oftentimes beyond that cashier or that person that's working the front desk at the hotel or who just served us water here at the facility. And we, if you can be in that moment, and I think that's important, to be able to recognize that we all have gifts. I don't want to be serving water. I've done that.
But we're very grateful for it.
We are grateful for it, man. And if you can make those people feel treasured, that is so important. And so it works in business as well, doesn't it?
Totally. I think every single human being on earth wants to be seen, heard, loved, and valued. All of us. And the person who just brought us water, I think we did a nice job of seeing her and loved her, and we're grateful for it. But I think as leaders, we also have a secondary responsibility, not just to see our employees, love them, and honor them. I think we have to figure out what their self-interests are. Because at the end of the day, all people are motivated by their self-interest. Is it money? Is it love? Is it whatever it might be? So our job as leaders is not only to build a world-class culture. Our job as leaders is not only to figure out what the self-interest is, but help those people go get their self-interest.
And that self-interest, that means that you have to be engaged with those people.
That's right.
I mean, you've really got to sit down. And you know, one of the things that pisses me off are exit interviews.
Yeah.
You know? I mean, a business, okay, so why are you leaving? And they go, well, I don't like it here, or whatever. And, you know, the great resignation going on, all that kind of stuff. What you should be doing way in advance of that is onboarding correctly.
Agreed.
Yeah?
Agreed. And I also, not just onboarding correctly, I think hiring is reactive and recruiting is proactive.
Right.
And so we always have to be actively recruiting top talent. And to your right, I know this is a radio interview, but to your right is a human being that we did not have a position for. We saw world-class talent. We saw world-class caring. We knew her as a human being, and we said, we got to have it, and we got to know it, and we're going to go get it. She's sitting right next to you, and now we don't know what we would do without her, and she's got more stuff than she knows what to do
right
with. And because she brought that energy and that talent to our practice, to our movement, to our retreats, to our everything.
And you didn't even know that you needed her.
No. We just knew she was awesome.
Right.
She's sitting right here. Right.
And because you didn't even know that you needed her, that is even a better surprise for you.
Indeed.
Because when you bring on that exceptional talent, they find themselves creating things that you never had experienced before.
Absolutely.
Yeah? Yeah. Yeah. You know, this is all so easy, but it's really difficult.
Everything's easy, difficult. Yeah.
Yeah?
Everything.
And so what do you hope that people that listen to you today, and you're going to be jetting off, where are you going next?
I'm done.
Really?
I'm on a four-week, I'm literally on 4 weeks of just whirlwind. I am going to go do nothing for 5 days. I am literally after this. I actually have one more VIP event, and then.
Then you're going to go do
have
nothing.
Some whiskey and go to bed.
Yeah. Favorite brand?
Favorite brand, Angels Envy Rye.
You know what?
Angels Envy Rye.
Yeah, I know that.
Yeah,
I'm not a bourbon guy, but I am very well aware of that it's served in some of the finer establishments in the United States. Not of which I could afford to go to, of course. You know, but
we need to do a podcast on whiskey.
Right, you know, there are podcasts on whiskey.
I bet there is,
and they're a hell of a lot more fun than a couple of guys talking about business development and leadership.
I think you asked me what do I hope people take away from this.
Right,
is
glad you came.
For all business leaders out there, your number one asset is you. You have to protect and defend that asset at all costs. You have to prioritize you, and you have to be elite not only in your craft, but you have to be elite in your self-confidence, self-respect, and self-love. No one's going to follow you if you're not confident and you don't love yourself. No one's going to respect and love you if you don't respect it. So you got to prioritize yourself. If you don't know how to do that, give me a call. Second is you can't do business and life alone. You got to find your tribe, have authentic conversations, ask for help. And third, when you're not growing, you're dying. So if you're a leader who's just business. I cannot wait to kick your butt in business. Let's bring it on.
Bring it on. Tommy Breedlove, ladies and gentlemen, has been our guest. Yes, we will have links to his website up on the radio blog. Tommy, thanks so much for doing this, man. I've really enjoyed this. You know, I get the chance to speak to a lot of business leaders, and some have charisma and some don't. And you certainly reside in the area of positive charisma.
Thank you, so brother.
This is really cool stuff. Thank you.
Michael, take care, brother.
And that's a wrap. Thanks so very much for listening. For all of us that do this each and every day, wow. Chap Ramsey is our production coordinator. Sales and marketing, Aaron Libby, the voice of the Business News Hour, is Hunter Pease. And the music you're listening to right now is arranged, composed, and conducted by our friend James Goodlett of Jam Good Productions. For all those folks and for Tommy Breedlove, my name's Michael Libby. Have yourself a great day. Be safe. Be well, be careful, most of all, be good to your fellow man. Good day.